poem begins with a lump in the throat, a homesickness, or a lovesickness. It is a reaching out and toward expression, an effort to find fulfillment. Robert Frost.
Deborah King Dean is the author of Back to Back, A Chapbook of Poems, and News and Home and Precipitates, both from BOA editions. She teaches in the Asian American Studies program at Indiana University and also in Spalding University's Brief Residency MFA in Writing program. Welcome to the Poets Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Deborah, what have you brought to read to us today?
Adam's Apple. 1. At 20 months, my nephew, having already mastered the sound of sense, held my attention as I sliced an apple crosswise to show him the stars. After he'd strung 3 pieces on his finger, then tossed them on the floor, he shrieked and kicked and pointed an insistent finger elsewhere. Like the dunce who searched for fire with a lighted lantern, tell me, I pleaded, tell me, you little Neanderthal. 2. The skeleton found at Kibara made me rethink Neanderthal. Among the remains, a hyoid shaped like a wishbone, almost the length of my thumb. Bone? I press thumb and index finger against my throat in search of my own hyoid bone. The 60,000 years between us contract. He could speak, and I, there was a time I couldn't speak. Some days, loving the lump in my throat, I think of the impulse to name as Adam's curse, our apple. 3. Not the ash, but the bones are the reason we cremate. Picking through what remains with chopsticks, we're after this one in particular, Arimoto insists, pointing at his Adam's apple. We burn off the flesh, he says, and fire the bones just till they break under their own weight. Nodobotoke, we call it, Buddha in the throat. Medicine ball. I think that's what it's called, that half-deflated leather ball he keeps ahead of him with a blow, delivered dead on with toe tip. A dull thud, like a body struck, and it dribbles a few feet. It's not luck that steers its course, but the man's intent, sure as a train track. It's in the odd angle of his left arm, the hand stiffly suspended, that you know some harm has befallen him. Stroke? Heart attack? You know he is a thing refusing brokenness. You read it in the set of his jaw, the barrel chest that squares his shoulders as he shuffles just inside the paved path. You, too, have come to the park in the aftermath of your own disaster. Thump, and the ball inches to a rest just beyond the bench where you imagine yourself for the first time taking a long drag on a cigarette. Sublime. It's the only word that describes the billowy clouds, their tops backlit against the sky, the same blue as your man's eyes, already deepening into a melancholier blue. Thump. The man passes before you. He does not look up. Periwinkle? Cornflower? Orchid, perhaps? You don't have a name for it yet. So you write this down while there's still a little light. Antennas, after a photograph by Dory Gardner. Because I am neither here nor there, I can stop if I want to. Like a horse, I can sleep standing. This once, I'll ignore the power line's insistent hum. I know if I keep those mountains on my right, I am always found. Up ahead, on Bell Hill, I can visit the cross or stand below our 3 antennas. Turning and turning, I'll be able to see the whole of Sun City. But today, I am wearing my pilgrim's clothes. On the road, I can think that yucca up ahead has bloomed for my sake, can think for the sake of my feet shod in cloth shoes, those pebbles and stones have cleared the road. See how this tree behind me bent to embrace me. Because I was weary, because I am neither here nor there, because no one's here. From Traces. On a 4-lane skirting the breakdown, bracing myself against the wheel, a possum's stunned face, that was my face. In through a tangle of trees, I followed a stream to the place water gathers and flows. A glistening face, that was my face, though my heart was cheerful too. I am whistling praises through fear of this body's ashy leavings. A long face, that is my face. Not to the swift goes the race, but tracing the arc of time's embrace, says the sun on its course, that sweet face is my face. I move through today's hard light of erasures, counting roadkill. Unseen face, that too is my face.
You've been listening to poems by Deborah Kang Dean on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.